beginnen können da und sagen es mal cutten da da beginnen am auf beginnen fürs nas da beginnen wir mal allem auf nach wie ich in which place is comes to explain the use of the mask of the word ella which is coming to exclude as Tracy mentioned those who delete the word ella their reasoning is because ella would sound like a nach mitzvah disagrees with Rabbi Yitzchak who said that 30 days before Shon is deraisim and from Pesach and Shavuos is midrabanan Rabbi nach mitzvah doesn't come to disagree. So then, says Tracy, hi, Ella. So what's Ella coming? That's called a hi, the Rabbi Yitzchak is El. That he says, this that we said, Allah HaMash Mashiach have 30 days before Shoshana, explains, the hi, the Bilon is a Canaan. That's for the older trees regarding the Isser. That's what he's coming to say. Ella, no, loy temin du hachi asi hachasa. Don't say that's Allah HaMash Mashiach is also Rabbi Nachman. Rather, he holds that for the Isser of the older ones that we know from the Pasuk of Bechar, we can teach, but it's like Rabbi Kiva says. And because the Isser Shlishim Lefi Oymid Chacham, meaning that the Isser of 30 days is according to the valuation of the sages, and that's where we know it from. And that's the even more stringent rabbinically from Mishnah Mishil, which he added on to the Isser from Pesach HaShavuos. So therefore, that's what the El is going on. That no, the Isser Zikain of Shlishim Yom is actually from the Isser is learned out. The Isser is a king because we're cut to this, but although it doesn't say the amount, but the 30 days, that's Lafi Oymet Chacham. And the Yeshua Meshabashi Leila Hai El of Nachman, there are those who make a mistake with this El of Nachman, and says, you don't have to be learned to you about them, it's the way we explained it, that's why it says El. You know, it says, Nasta being with the Gemara Malahan, just like over there, he Asura, only Shabbos has been with Nelach Remutarn, but before and after is permitted. So too is regarding of the halacha over here. Now, so he says, Vikash, if you're going to ask, what do you mean? Well, Mafkin be Mikra, Mesef to Shum and Perek Basa, but we learn that from Sukkim actually in the last Perek in Yumadav Pei Alvim Beis, it's Sarg Lasa to Sefer Gabba Shabbos. There's something called Taisa Shabbos. And that's Bemich Nisos and Bemit Ziyasa, whether when you're starting Shabbos and when you're ending Shabbos, like Stephen Mechel HaKadosh to add on from the weekday to the holy. So Taisa Ikel, maybe you could say, who poured to that little bit which you need for Taisa Shabbos? Like, because that's not significant. Keep it to have a kosher, it's in some minute amount. Because actually, even that little amount, even Ramalil would agree to talk less, but you'd have to add on, even though he was Mavatl Tesev Shvi'is. And therefore, that's not relevant, and therefore, you could still call it Lechna Lachreau Amritan. The next Tesev Mask will begin the words of the Gemara. Elam Ravashi, rather, Ravashi says, Ramalil Bechum. Claim, in other words, what's this Ella that the Gemara is saying? It says, it's not retracting what Rabbi Yechon said, Ramalil and his Bezdin are Mavatl Midai Raisa. Like Rabbi Yitzchak said that they were mivatl only takanas becham esol till Pesach Shavuos. No, kolema. In other words, vadem in the raisa bottle. Most definitely, it is bottle minatayra. Minatayra, you're allowed to plow up until Rosh Hashanah. But the lav hayin etamikah dekama. But the reason is not like we said from Rabbi Yechon that learns it out from Shabbos Bereishis, because then that we had asked. Else really, kibishmol. Rather, he holds a kibishmol that learns out the tesefes of shmita from halacha mesh mesinai. But gadaikim lirim lives me medaik from this that we said halacha mesh mesinai for three specific halachas together: the 10 saplings, the arava, and the nisach hamayim. That mashaych of tesefes shvi'is gabed nisach. What does the additional shmita have to do with nisach hamayim? Meaning, because shenit lamoshe gabadadi, we're given to moshe together. How do we know? Because the b'chol makom shayin hanish leish b'yachad. Everywhere we mention that, we always mention these three together. Kach nitra, that's how they were given. Obviously, come to teach us the Sabachin Rachmana, the Torah put them together to tell you to learn how to taste the Shemitah from the laws of Nisra Maim, which are only obviously during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash, it was Mavatl, this halacha of Taisev HaShemitah. The next Taisev HaShemitah, the beginning with the Gemara, Bishlam Mekilon, the Chulu, we understand regarding Mekilon, which Tirchi Yisrael, Megisham, but regarding rainwater, what would be the problem? Which the Gemara said, why would that be a Terech? Why would that be us? So it explains that. Because my b'chi agam, we're too much such a situation by the rainwater, the kimlon de lepaski, that we know that it doesn't stop. And v'les bo isa, therefore there wouldn't be anything wrong. Rather, it's only because of the reasoning that the Gemara brings, either like Rabbi Yechon said, because of it's exerim, make shamot to make healing, or like Ravashi, because they make shamot might turn into make healing. Avali paski, but says if it would stop, then this will be surah kill kamon, of course it would be problematic. Like the Gemara tells later on, the Muhammad did the pasik, anything that stops, iki surah, there's a prohibition. Because he's going to go and bring it from a faraway place, which Tirchi said we don't let. And the reason would be, because once he started warring, actually after this day, we wouldn't want his field to get ruined. Because look, so therefore, obviously, I have to explain that over here, we're talking about where it didn't stop, and therefore, that's what the Gemara's question is, and then why would it be awesome?